The Eagle Ensign, Part 4, Matthew 24, 15. We'll start at 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. That's the defilement of the temple with idolatry. Then let those who are in the Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those with nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Shabbat. All right, because there was one portion, section of the time when the eagle army, which was Rome, through Titus, came and razed the temple to the ground, burnt it to the ground, killed everybody, raped them, etc. And the people fled. Some of them fled to the wilderness. The Essene communities had already left. God had told them to flee. And so that was a partial fulfillment. There is another allegorical fulfillment, like the eagle, right? This is an allegory. Prismatic fulfillments and applications. Verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And of course, there's a lot of exposition that could be handed on that with genetic manipulation, as in the days of Noah. As it says earlier, that these are like the days of Noah, that flesh is being corrupted through sex and magic and blood sacrifices and sexual perversion of every kind. Then if anyone says to you, look, here's the Christ, or there, don't believe it. There's all kinds of people who say they're Jesus. They say they're the anointed one. They don't even have to say they're Jesus. They say, oh, I'm sent from Christ. I have an anointing from... There are anointings that are going out there for false Christ. False anointings, counterfeit, deceiving anointings, and false prophets, deceiving words, lying words, prophets who prophesy out of the vision of their own heart and have not been sent by God, will arise and show great signs and wonders. Hey, they'll have power. Signs and wonder power. So as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I've told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, don't go out there. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. There it is. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. What is that? The eagles, it's war. There's dead carcasses, there's dead bodies. There's been this huge war. And then lightning comes from the east. That would be over from the Jordan, right? In Israel, to the west. And who are these eagles that are gathered together? These are sent by God to swoop in and have a great war where God is gathering together those to declare and to judge the nations. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah next week. This is still a time of repentance and the days of awe, where God brings the nations into judgment in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, between the Eastern Gate and the Mount of Olives. The Valley of the Kings, it's called. And here's this eagle again. This is an allegorical type. These eagles, there are different kinds of eagles. These eagles are gathering. They came flying at me, this huge, huge broad wingspan, while I was entering onto the highway. You know, Isaiah 34 and 35 also speaks prophetically of this. this great war, the gathering of the nations and all the unclean birds coming. And then the Isaiah 35, the highway of the holiness, where the redeemed of the Lord, the ransomed of the Lord shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This place, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. Oh, lunar eclipses. And the stars will fall from heaven. These are meteor showers. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Electromagnetic energy waves shaking the earth. And disturbance, perturbances through the solar system. And the earthquakes all over the earth. Volcanic tsunamis, hurricanes. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And if we look up here, it will be as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west. And that's verse 27. This is back to verse 30. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather to his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So watch for the eagles and the signs of the times.